Hello.
Hey, Marcus. This is Matt over here, Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, man?
Good, good, good. Yeah, Dave was trying to transfer him over, but you over, sorry. But looks like he wasn't able to, so I just figured I'd just call you. So I'm on the phone with him. I'm letting David know now. Okay. So what did David tell you thus far?
We were just talking about the Google verification, and I'm still learning on all of that. I tried verifying the Google yesterday, and I've done some work on it here and there. But he was talking about, like getting the business to basically pop up with the keywords. That's one thing I've been trying to do. No avail. And, yeah. He talked a little bit about pricing. He said there was like a $2.99 flat fee. And then he was talking about,
yeah, that's the flat fee that gets you on the keywords, for, like the map section. And then that, all out of that, there's $100 in the budget, which includes, the Facebook ads, cause we use retargeting ads, Marcus. So have you created a business Facebook page yet or not yet?
Yes, I
okay.
have.
Okay. So you have one. Great. So what we'll do with the business, Facebook page is, anytime somebody like goes on to Google, let's say they type in, inspection or, inspection company or inspect my house or any of that thing. Right. And let's say they don't call you off of Google and then 10 minutes later, they're on their Facebook page and they're scrolling through their feed. What will happen is we're going to have a sponsored ad from your business showing up on their personal Facebook page.
Okay.
As they scroll through. Okay. It's called retargeting ads. You've had it happen to you all the time. Like you typed in something to Google. Next thing you know, you're watching YouTube.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, I just typed that in and now I'm getting ads on it. Right.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Happens
there.
All the time. Yeah.
Yep. Happens all the time. So that $2.99, $100 of that goes towards the Facebook ads. So we don't spend a ton of money on the Facebook, but it really does help because they'll see your ad on the Facebook. They'll click it and they'll call you directly from Facebook as well.
Okay. Okay.
Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah. Now, with that being said, since I already have a Facebook, y'all wouldn't have to do anything with that. Now he was saying that there was like a $28, basically kind of a referral type thing. Like if they call me from,
Wait. Scroll back. Say that again about Facebook. About what? Can you repeat that? I didn't quite hear what you said. I just wanted to make sure I understood you on the Facebook before you asked that question.
Well, like the Facebook, I already have it, so y'all wouldn't need anything on that, right? Y'all would just.
Well, you don't need to. Yeah, I mean, we don't need to create it. We'll just get access to it, of course, right? And we won't post on your Facebook page itself, but we're just going to be using your Facebook as a vehicle to run sponsored ads to capture business and basically not just capture it, but really, you know, turn those people into jobs, right? So you'll get business from Facebook with our strategy because of the retargeting ads. Okay?
Okay.
Make sense?
Okay. Yes. But that's why I was wondering, like, if you would need access to my actual Facebook on it. So yes, you would. And that's fine.
Okay.
Now the, he was saying there was like a $28.
Yeah. So that's the third approach. Yeah. So we focus on three different, as I always say, ponds, Marcus. So obviously you got the map section, you got Facebook, right? That's covered with your $299 flat monthly rate. Okay. If we add the pay per lead program, which is the greatest thing about what we do, in my personal opinion, because the pay per leads are something where when you need more business, you can turn that thing on and off at any time. So we give you full control of the pay per leads. Okay. So those leads, run $28 per qualified lead. Now, did he explain how that worked, or do you need me to go through that?
He did a little bit, yeah.
Okay. So the only time you get charged, basically, is when you get pricing over the phone or you schedule an in-person visit with them to give, like, a consultation. Okay? And so Google has an AI bot that listens to all the calls to make sure it's fair and that they're not just like charging you for anything. And I always tell my business owners, look, be careful with those leads, right? Don't just start giving everybody on those leads pricing over the phone or you're going to get billed every time. So make sure it's got, it makes sense for, you know, and that they're serious about, you know, having you come and give an inspection.
Right.
Okay.
Now, and that's on top of the $299.
What's that?
And that would be on top of the $299.
Yeah. So how it will work, okay, so if you did with all three levels, and based on my, you know, years of experience of being here, you know, we always recommend people starting off with what we call our ideal package. It has all three of these. It really will help your business out. But the ideal package, okay, your first month is a little bit more because we got to get the application completed with Google. Google is going to require a few things. First off, you have a home inspection license, right? Like you have a home inspector license from Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have at least $50,000 in general liability insurance?
Yes.
Okay. So those two things we're going to have to submit to Google. And then lastly, Marcus, they will do a background check on you. So we'll have to complete the background check to make sure you haven't had any felonies over the last 7 years now. That's also part of the requirement to get approved for those leads. Okay. And that process to get you approved for the paper leads, right, takes about 4 to 8 weeks, all said and done. It's a process. When you're asking yourself probably like, well, why is it such a process? Well, the reason is Google's putting you at the very tippy top of Google. I mean, the top, right? And they don't just put anybody there, okay? It's because they do an extensive thing like this, right? And they put a badge next to you, and they – show the public that you've been vetted, that you have liability insurance, right? And so to get these leads, it's a process, but once you get approved for this, these are the best leads that are out there because they're coming straight to Google, right, in the form of a phone call. They don't share it with anybody, and the only time they charge you is on those two parameters where you get pricing on the phone or you meet them in person.
Okay.
So with this package, right, normally it's $549 to get started, but we are running a promotion right now because of the holidays. So it's only $499 your first month, and then it's $299 a month thereafter. That covers your application cost to get the paper leads because, again, we got to do all those parameters I got done telling you about. And then once you do get approved, the only addition to the $299 is your paper leads and how many you take. Okay. So what a lot of my guys do, Marcus, okay, and I'm going to talk to you about this company called Stingray Electric. They're out of Florida. I can send you the video of them too. Like they did a video about us, about how they use all the levels of services. But what they do and what all my other clients do is they'll take a couple of these leads, like the paper leads, right, when they need it, and then they'll turn it off, right? Because you have the ability to turn it on and off with our back-end dashboard at any time. So it's like a filler in a sense.
Right.
So you use it when you need, like, more business, right? Now, Google will, once we do get you pre-approved, okay, so let's fast forward. The end of January is realistically when you would actually get approved for this, Marcus. But once we get you approved, Google will make you prepay for 13 leads up front. Okay, so it's like a prepaid account, kind of like a gas card, kind of prepaid thing, right? So that cost will be $364. Now, you don't have to use all the 13 prepaid leads all out the gate, which I would never recommend. But what I would recommend is, okay, you take 2 1 week, turn it off, right? When you're ready to take 2 more, turn it back on, right? And then you have the discretion of you know, turning it on and off as you please and as you need more business. Because our $299 package will get you leads, right? It will get you jobs. But the pay per leads, again, that's for when you need extra work and extra business and, you know, you're able to take it on, you know,
right.
At your discretion.
So now the different levels, say I did the $299, would I have to do the pay-per-lead or is that separate?
You know, you don't have to do the pay-per-leads. Definitely not. But I always recommend people do them because, you know, I've been here long enough and it really does help you in the long run because with this, it's starting off with the ideal package, right? You do, you know, set yourself up for like success in the long run.
Right.
Because first off, right, you know, even starting, you're going to be getting, you know, leads over the next couple months while we're working on your application and getting that all pretty done. And then, so it's kind of like we're crawling before we're walking and then walking and then running. So
right.
Once you get the pay-per-leads going, I mean, it's really going to take your business to the next level next year. So having the pay-per-leads definitely will help you. Again, I mean, we've discounted the application fee. Normally it's a $250 application fee, but with the promotion, we're just doing it down to $200. And that covers the background check. That covers all the paperwork that we got to submit to Google. It is a process, right, for our
right.
team to get you approved for it. But once we do, those leads, I kid you not, Marcus, are the best leads money could buy. And why? Well, because you're only getting charged if you're getting, you know, giving pricing, and it's coming straight from Google at the very tippy top of Google. You see?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying because it's a new business I'm starting, so I'm trying to keep.
Oh, I see.
The
yeah.
monthly down a little, you know what I'm saying, until I actually really do get going.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you definitely, look. I mean, I have flexibility here. I can definitely work with you. I mean, if the $499 is a little steep for you to get going, then you know we can make arrangements and we can, you know, normally just the $299. Package usually does have a one-time $99 setup fee to get that going. But, you know, if you're serious, I can probably, you know, go to management and say, hey, you know, can we just get them at $299, you know, and just start you off with that package with no setup fee?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be, yeah, because I'm trying to get it going. So, like I said, I've already invested – man, about ten grand into the business, getting everything, equipment and everything. So,
yeah.
And
I'm messaging my manager right now, you know, about just getting you just $299, no like setup fee, just your just first month of service, and you just be paying that every month. Now we do have a 3-month commitment, no matter what package you go with us. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because we obviously, you know, once you dedicate it and, obviously you will get, results your first 30 days, 60 days, this thing starts taking off. By 90th day, this thing is full steam ahead. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we do ask for a 3-month commitment. And then after that, it just literally goes month to month with us. And that's
okay.
all, you know, so we're not going to lock you in some long-term contract or anything like that. So.
Okay.
So I just messaged Amy. She's my manager, and she just said I can waive the $99 setup fee. The only thing you'd be responsible for, like I said, is your monthly $299.
Okay. And I would have to come up with the first 3 months, like, all together, or
no,
would I just
no,
be committed
no.
to
$299
a month?
Yeah, we just bill you $299 a month. Definitely not. Never would we
okay.
expect that from our business owner.
Okay.
You want to give it a try?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. And then later on, I can always add on the other levels, right?
Yeah. And I'm going to put you at a call back because, you know, I'm definitely going to, put you in my calendar too to call you back in like a couple months after you've gotten success and after you've gotten some steam to get you approved for that. Okay. So it will at that time probably be like 250, but I will see if I can get you for the 200. I'll see if I can, you know, get you another favor, but, the application, that's all you have to do is pay the application fee. And then once we get you set up for that, then, like I said, you'll just prepay for those 13 leads. Right. And then you can start drawing from those as well in the future.
Okay.
And Marcus, what's your last name?
J-S-H-E-A.
Can you say that one more time? I didn't quite hear you.
J-S-H-E-A. Like O'Shea without the O.
J-S-H-E-A?
Yes.
Okay. Is there like a apostrophe like kind of thing or like a little?
No. No.
Or is it just J-S-H-E-A?
Just Shea.
Okay. So S-H-E-A.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I thought you said J. Oh, okay. No. Okay. Yeah, no problem. It's Thursday already. It's been a crazy week.
I hear that.
And what's your email address, sir?
It's qualitycareinspections@gmail.com.
Careinspections@gmail.com. And is this their best phone number, the 918?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
And the quality care inspections on the Gmail is all lowercase.
Perfect. Perfect. And obviously your central time, correct? So, okay.
Yes.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. I have a really good friend that came from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mark Rogers.
Now on the,
really good.
On the 299, you said, will it bump me up on Google? Like, not at top, obviously, because that's what the...
Yeah, no, yeah. You're going to be all over the map section. So all the keywords that relate to you, you're going to be showing up on Google.
Okay.
Yeah.
I showed up yesterday, but
company in Tulsa, you're showing up like as your business name, but like the certain keywords, like inspections, home inspection company, all those like, keywords, we really need to optimize you. So you show up because the map section is where everybody uses, right? We use it all day long. Like if you type in Chinese restaurant, right? You know, you call the person that shows up on the maps, right? So with the $299, that's what you're getting. And then on top of that, you're getting $100 in Facebook ads. That's part of that $299.
Okay. Yeah.
So to use the retargeting so that we ultimately can, you know, capture them to come to you as well.
Right.
Let me ask you, do you like your website? Do you like your website?
Yeah, I think it needs a little bit of touch up. It's the first time I've ever built a website.
Do you own the domain name? Do you own this domain name?
Yeah, well, I bought it.
Okay.
But yeah.
So what's, you're going to really love this, Marcus. Check this out. Okay. Cause I even got Amy to throw this in and approve this. We're going to design you a whole new website. Okay. We're going to have to obviously get the access to the domain name. You got to give it 7 to 10 days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Part of us redesigning your website, though, is going to give us the ability, right, to optimize your website as well, and that's going to be helping to get this to show up faster on top of the search engines, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to redesign it. Obviously, it's going to be your liking. Okay. So when we design you a new website, you tell us, hey, if you like it or not. If you don't like it, you tell us. We'll redesign it, right? We design beautiful websites, by the way. So you'll love the website we're going to design. Okay.
Yeah.
On the website,
too,
we're going to put a tracking phone number, and then all the ads, you're going to have a tracking phone number, right? That will be routed to your cell phone. The reason for the tracking phone number is for the analytics. Okay. We got to see how your campaigns are performing, how you're looking, right? How many calls you're getting every month by our services, Okay. And it's very important we track this because you want to know where your money's going to. And the beautiful thing is, Marcus, is all your calls are recorded and you can access them at any time through our dashboard or the app and listen to the calls. So it kind of helps keep you organized, which I really love that feature.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I'm just getting your account set up. So we're just going to start with the $299. You don't want to do the $499 and do the paper leads right now. Is that correct?
Not just yet. I would like to actually get some business coming in, some more revenue coming in, and then, yes, I would like to get it.
Yeah. Perfectly understand, and I get it. What was the address that you set up when you set up your business?
5969 East Marshall Street.
Hold on. 5969 East Marshall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Okay, there it is. Did you grow up in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Tulsa.
Did you ever know Mark Rogers?
Arrow. Who?
Did you ever know the Rogers? Does that name sound familiar?
No.
Okay.
No. I went to school mainly in Broken Arrow.
Okay.
Back and forth. Tulsa, Broken Arrow, Claremore. name it. Pretty much Tulsa.
Yeah, a friend of mine, he grew up in Tulsa. His family owns a bunch of oil wells out there and very, very successful. But, yeah, Tulsa got a lot of oil, man.
Oil is where it's still, too. Yeah.
Yeah. That made, you know, he was telling me about some of the homes they built in the 1920s, like how nice they are in the architecture. Like, cause there was a lot of money back when the oil boom happened in the 20s, I guess, and they built these like really cool homes. He sent me one the other day and I was like, whoa, that's very unique.
Yeah,
it's like this old style, but really cool with like very craftsmanship and like, you know, woodworking stuff. And it's like, wow, like there's some good
architecture. Probably more in the historical areas. There's certain homes I did because I had a flooring company for almost 10 years. I technically still have it, but, and there were certain jobs we did that we had to follow certain guidelines and, that were set for more, historical districts, just to kind of keep them in line with that so that people couldn't renovate and completely modernize, older homes like that. They wanted to kind of keep them at their basic design.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, totally makes sense. Yeah. Like, it's just crazy though to see like how like stuff from the 20s is still standing and like what they did back then even, and you know, you know, in that time period. It's just crazy how like, you know, you guys have that. So yeah, I'm just trying to get your account put together and then I'm getting your invoice all put together as well. So you have three different choices for a security question: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Do mother's maiden name.
Okay, what's that? The answer?
Landrum, L-A-N-D-R-U-M.
L-A-N-D-R-U-M. Okay, perfect. Because we're going to ask you that anytime we call you, okay, or you call in, okay, just to keep your account secured. So for your payment every month, you could either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. Which one would you like to use?
I believe it's a MasterCard.
Okay. Like I said, I'm just getting your invoice and everything put together. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me? It should start with a 5.
The MasterCard?
Mm-hmm.
5297-1200-0935-3555.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me read that back to you just to make sure I got that right. 5297. 1200-0935-3555.
Yes.
Okay. And then expiration?
0228.
Okay. 0228. 28. Okay. And then the 3-digit code.
135.
Perfect. So I'm just about to send this to you as well. Okay. I do have to read this to you as well, okay, Marcus? Mm-hmm. So before I process your payment and get you over your invoice, I'm going to walk you through what is called our voice verification recording. The reason is that, you know, we got you on a discounted pre-arrangement for you, okay, because we waived that $99, which is an added form of protection for you, and we're going to send everything in writing with your invoice. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor, stop me, and then say, hey, can we just clarify this? Hey, Matt, you know, what does that mean? I'll rephrase it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So this call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is added protection to you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Quality Care Inspections, LLC, technically.
Yeah, definitely. But we're just going to just use it as a Quality Care Inspections. That's what it's also shown as Google, too. So you don't need to really say the LLC. Perfect. Thank you. Please state your name and title within the business.
Marcus Shea. I'm the sole proprietor.
Perfect. 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 Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You are also the authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. As a result of increased billability, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. For example, several of my clients get calls from Yelp, right? Obviously, they're an advertising service. If you do receive calls from them and you're interested in trying them out, you know, and you do want to, let us know because we can get you a discounted rate. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes. And is that who you're with, is this Local Splash?
Yes, that's correct. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the requiring business documents in a timely manner. This may include business license, proof of insurance, and any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. Okay, since you already have that, we don't need to worry too much about it, but we may request documents. And if we do need these documents, we ask that you get it to us in the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yes. And will there be a email that I could email them to?
Absolutely. So you're actually going to get a an account account rep that's going to handle your account on the day to day. You're going to have their direct number as well, and they're going to be communicating with you, right, on a monthly basis. Okay. So your account manager, their job is to make sure to do all the grunt work and make sure you're successful and you stay with us. Okay. I literally have a 93% retention rate for a reason. Okay. It's because our account managers do a very good job at making sure that you guys get success. Okay.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is November 13th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 13th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative.
What was that number?
Did you get that number?
No,
well, I'll text it to you again, but if you want to write down 877-635-6225.
Okay.
And also put that in your contacts under Local Splash. Okay.
Okay. I'm writing everything down. And
yeah, perfect. Okay. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, this is what we talked about, right? An early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay.
And that's because there's a 3-month
basically. There's a 3-month commitment. So let's say you did two months, right, of service, right? Mm-hmm. And you were like, okay, I want to cancel, right? You would only owe another $199, basically,
right,
after completing 2 months if you cancel before the 3 months. Okay?
Right.
But again, you're not going to cancel. We're going to get your results. So just
answer your phone.
Yeah, answer your phone and literally, you know, keep in touch with the account manager and you're going to be successful. Okay?
Okay.
Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to get this now emailed to you as well. And then I have something for you to kind of click on. And then you can get into your account, right, as well. So I want to make sure you get into your account. Because we're going to text you your email, your account username and password. So you can get in your back office too.
Okay.
Which helps.
And what would that be? Like, what would I go to for all of that?
Yeah, it's going to send you the link right now too, in the text message as well. So yeah, great question, by the way. Absolute great question. Cause, you know, want to keep it simple for you on everything.
Yeah. Cause this is the part I suck at.
Really?
Yeah. The whole online presence and yeah. So like with my flooring, I know so many contractors and flooring contractors and whatnot, realtors, so I never really had to do this with my flooring business, and I did quite well with it. But with this is a little different.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's one of those things that I have a client that owns a roofing company in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and same thing. Like, they're so bad at like marketing. They were spending $2,000 a month with Angie's, literally, like, just spending so much, and they were not getting good leads. They were like telling me like how it was just bleeding them. They were just literally working for Angie's, and I was like, well, we need to stop that now.
Yeah, I had Angie's contact me numerous times, and I never did go with them because, I mean, their pricing and everything. And then it was basically just anytime they just gave out a lead, whether I got it or not, I was paying. And it just, once they went through all the billing, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. Because, yeah, it seemed like you could really lose going through them.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, we're keeping it simple here. We're putting you on top of Google. Right. We're getting you so much in the budget, like I said, to do the retargeting ads. This concept is what founded our business. Like, and we've been doing this for over 20 years. So, this is really what's going to get you the results that you're looking for. Right.
Yeah. This sounds ideal. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's affordable. It's not crazy. You know, eventually we do want to get you, on the pay per leads. But, you know, we got to start somewhere, and I'm glad I was able to get that $100 off so you didn't have to spend $399. You only had to spend $299 today. So, and we're going to redo your website too, which again is going to be great. So we will need to get access to that domain name. So your account manager, they're going to help you, with that, right? Marcus and everything, and whatnot. So we just tried to run the card here, and it says insufficient funds. You know what's kind of going on?
No, there's plenty of funds in it.
Yeah. Maybe you want to try a different like card, because it didn't. Some reason it didn't go through.
Yeah, sorry, I have
like saying I have to wait 24 hours. Do you have a different card? Maybe we could use. Maybe we could start with a different card, and then maybe next month we could always change the card.
Well, let me. I'm pulling up my banking app now to see what the issue is.
Yeah, I don't know why I came back with insufficient funds.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. Cause,
I haven't
like
seen
I said,
that
like
in a
that.
While, so maybe it could be something stupid. You know how the digital world is.
Oh, I did give you the wrong one. I apologize.
Ah, okay, no worries. Let's redo it again. Yep. It's okay.
Okay. No, let me transfer some of this money over into that account. Oh, you can't use that one I just gave you, can you?
No, I can't. I can't. So because,
okay.
But what it does is it puts a block on it for 24 hours. But if you just give me a different card, and we can run it on that. And if you want to change it back to that, we could always do that afterwards. Does that work?
I'm going to give you my actual quality care inspections account, which is what I wanted to do to begin with, but I'm transferring money over into it now.
Yeah, yeah, as we speak, no problem. Take your time. Yeah. While we talk,
and
we'll transfer. So I'll tell you about the account manager. So what's going to happen after our call today is in a little bit we'll schedule a call for you to do what we call our welcome call, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the welcome call is just going to go over some more details, get you like moving in the right direction, and then getting you set up with your account manager. Okay. That's an hour call. So obviously we can, you know, either do this like later today or even tomorrow. It's no problem. Then the first 7 to 10 days, we're going to be redesigning your website and starting creating your ads for Facebook. Okay. So they will, like I said, eventually need to get access to your domain name, okay, which they'll hold your hand and walk you through that, right? They'll give you a way to, like, give us access to it and all that so that it's easy on you, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll redesign you a nice website in that 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
So you caught us at a good time, man. I mean, talk about like the stars aligning, or, you know, I'm a firm believer everything happens for a reason, but, you know, you're going to get a new website on this as well. So not bad for, you know, $2.99 your first month even. So.
Right. Definitely.
Have you done any advertising before? Like with your other businesses?
Basically more in person, really. I mean, I did the Facebook. I had a business page for that. And I would, you know, put so much money on it and promote it and boost the ads, basically. But that was pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
My business was already pretty well known locally, so it wasn't really a huge deal.
Nice. Yeah. Some people have to spend money, you know, and then some people, like you said, they got a lot of referral business, you know. But spending some marketing money, no matter how or what, keeps a business surviving, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they say, you're supposed to spend, like, at least 5% of your revenue in marketing just to survive as a business, right? And then 10% if you really want to grow, you know? So with our campaign, by the way, Marcus, this is what I always tell my business owners, and it's pretty true. We've done studies. For every dollar you spend with us, you should get tenfold back.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be spending basically $300. You should be making at least $3,000. A month off our campaigns. So that's
so
pretty good
roughly,
good ROI.
roughly, it should be roughly 10% in that y'all would be getting, roughly.
Yeah, first month, it takes a little bit of ramp up. You will get results your first month, no doubt, right? But it does take a little ramp up, like I explained to you earlier. So the first 30 days, you're going to get results. Within 60 days, this thing is taking off, right? And then the 90th day, this thing's full steam ahead, right?
Yep.
So, because it's going to take us time to get you, like, on the top of Google, like a few weeks. We've got to get your website designed out, too. So it's going to take, you know, weeks, you know, to get things, like, getting moving. But it's not going to take months either, and you will see results your first month.
Right, no, I understand that. It takes time. I'm a patient man. I've been working on this, building this business up for a while. I'm just now getting it to the point to where I'm ready to put it out there. So, because I've been working on
the
insurance, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've ordered in some different advertising stuff, like pins and cards and magnetic cards and stuff to kind of go around to the different realtors and hand out for them. But this was my next step, and I've been trying to do it myself, but I'm not good at all this.
Well, good. You know, that's why we're going to step in and make sure, you know, we hold your hand and, you know, you focus on what you do, and we'll focus on getting you good calls and getting you business as a result of the campaign, you know. But I definitely can't wait to see you take the pay per leads.
Are you ready for the new card?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. 5297.
Mm-hmm.
1200.
Mm-hmm.
0571.
Mm-hmm.
1822.
Okay. 5297-1200-0571-1822.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So MasterCard 2. And then the expiration date, sir?
0828.
May, June, July, August. So that's August. Oh, wait. So 0828, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, our system, you have to find the month. It doesn't do it by the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to do it that way. Just want to make sure I got everything right here. Okay, perfect. And then the three-digit code on that.
691.
Perfect. All right, let's see if this should now be... it should now work. Two times a charm, they say, right? Or three times, right?
Right.
we shouldn't have three times. Now you know not to use that card again, right?
Yeah.
Or does the card work? You just...
Yeah, the card works. It's just one of the accounts that I pulled money out of the other day, and I haven't replenished it. Like I said, I've got four accounts. I've got one I just use for bills. I've got one that's kind of... It's my flooring business card. Then I've got my actual quality care business card, and then I have a savings account, which doesn't have a card. So, and I've got everything into the savings account because it draws daily interest. So, yeah.
Nice. There you go. I like how you have it like kind of organized and structured. You use this for this and this for that, you know? That's
right.
Smart,
It keeps everything kind of.
Yeah, especially for, you know, counting and tax season too. By the way, this is all tax write-off, you know, as you know.
Right.
You're spending on marketing with us, so, and then those pay per leads down the road too will be a tax write off as well. So,
right.
Okay, you should have got some automated text messages. Go to your phone.
Yep. Okay.
There's one that we're looking for that has a link that has localsplash.com/terms. Let me see, like, find that one, and that's a link I need you to click on.
Okay. I also see, I've also got the email pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got this. It says you want me to click agree to SMS messages and all that.
Yep. And then on this, you got to sign it, and then there's three check boxes on at the bottom as well that you need to click on the terms.
Okay. Mine, I think they're up top, but I see that.
Okay. And then we also sent you your login. Once you're done with that, let me know when you're done with that first, and we'll go to the next.
It is not letting me enter in my name.
You might need to, like, tap it or...
Well, it's... I think you guys have my name spelled with a C. It's actually spelled with a K.
Oh, Marcus? Yeah. Oh. Let me
know. I think that's why it's not letting me confirm the signature.
Oh, with a K? Okay.
Yes.
Here, let me, my bad. So it's M-A-R-K-U-S, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, hold on.
I think that's why it wasn't letting me confirm the signature.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm updating your name here real quick, and then I'm going to send you. Hold on, we're having to resend it because I had to change your name.
I got you.
Bear with me. Yeah, I thought that we had the name right. But we didn't, but it's okay. No C, it's a K. M-A-R-K-U-S and then S-H-E-A, correct? That's all correct?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure. No problem. So when exactly you started this business? When exactly? 2 years ago?
No, I started. Well, I started doing everything about a year ago.
Okay, about a year ago.
How's
it been? Okay, let's. 2025's ending. How was this year for you?
I've been starting everything up. Literally. I've only done a couple inspections.
Yeah. How did you get those inspections, the ones you've done?
I still know realtors and everything from my flooring businesses.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's a good industry. Like, I have a lot of inspectors, like, as my clients. You just got to get the, you got to have the leads, you know? And I can't stress enough, we definitely got to get those Google leads. So we just resent that to yourself. Let me know if you got it.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up now.
Okay, it should have your right name in there now.
That must be the other one because it's still...
Maybe close the old one out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's still showing the MARCUS.
Okay. I'm working with my back office right now.
Okay. It's got it spelled right on that, but where I pull it up and it says my name is on the signature, it still has it as a C. I mean, I could do it with the C, but it's technically not.
No. Right. No, I want your name to be right, you know? Like, we start off, and so I'd rather we have it right, you know? I haven't made this mistake in a while, but, you know, I assume.
Well,
but when you assume,
everybody,
you know.
Everybody spells it with a C, and most of the time I don't
even
correct them. I'm just
I know, but my manager's like, that's why we check.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know, but I'm human too, you know, I'm not an AI robot. I always tell her that. She always laughs.
Okay. There we go. It's got it with a K now. It may have just taken a second for it to update.
Oh, I see.
Okay. There it goes.
Perfect.
So I believe it took it. Now I'm seeing a welcome to local splash. And it's got a username and password.
Yeah, so your username and password was texted to you. So go back in your text.
Okay.
Go back through your text and you'll see your username and password there.
Okay, so it's got my phone number and then the password.
Yep, and then that whatever generated password. And then that's how you log in. Now, there's not much to do. Your account just got set up, right? There's nothing going on. But that's how you'll get in your account, okay? And we're going to walk you through, like, all the features, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those couple people that you have done let me ask you, did you ever get a Google Business profile set up?
Yeah, that's one thing I was working on. Yesterday.
No, because I was looking for it, and I was like, there's no way this guy has it. I see your website. No, wait, you do have a Google Business profile. You do, actually. You just have no reviews. You don't have any reviews. Okay. So pay attention to this one, okay, because you're going to like this. And you're very thorough, and I like that about you, Marcus. The couple of people that you've already done jobs or inspections for, I want you to write their names and phone numbers down on a piece of paper or just be able to easily access it, okay? Because once you get fully going with us and we have the new website and everything going, I want you to use our back-end office to send them the automated text message to get you 5-star reviews. We have a very cool tool, right, that will start getting you 5-star reviews on your Google page, okay? And it's super easy to use, all right? And you'll see, like, we took a pest control guy out of Georgia, right? He started with, like, 6 reviews, and now he's already at 96 reviews with us. And he's been with us 11 months.
Pretty good.
Pretty cool, huh?
So I clicked on that, and it's got a little warning sign that says connect to Google, allow access to your Google Business profile so we can optimize it.
Yeah, just say yes. But you don't need to like get it all set up right now. Again, your account manager and all our staff will hold your hand on all that stuff too. So if you don't know all the information on that, then don't worry about it. Okay. Okay. But you heard me about the Google reviews, right? Getting the Google reviews and like using our dashboard to text your completed jobs to help give you those 5 stars. You heard all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you use that tool. I can't stress that enough because right now you look like, we'll get you on the front of Google, right? We'll get you your Facebook ads. But if you're not working on getting those 5-star reviews with us and are using our tools to get that, then, you know, it's like your credibility won't scream, if that makes sense. Right?
No, it does.
Like, we can get you on Google, but, like, we need you also to use our tool to help get yourself 5-star reviews. That's the only participational thing that we'll need from you is just, like, putting your client's information into the dashboard and then using the dashboard to get you those 5-star. It's super easy. You'll love it. And it'll like start beefing up your reviews. All right.
Okay.
Like I said, Rome doesn't need to be completed over like in one day either. So, okay. Next thing is we do need to schedule your welcome call. Okay. And I'm going to pull up our calendar and take a look, let you know what we got available. Do you want to do today or tomorrow? What works better for you?
Today. I got a bunch of stuff going on tomorrow.
So I could either do 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock your time today.
3 o'clock's fine.
Okay. So I'm going to put you in. You're going to get an email too. And then we're going to call you. Okay. So it's going to be between like 3 and 3:30 just in case like they get caught up on their like previous call. So just be on the lookout for that. Okay.
That's fine.
All right. So yeah, so I got you all set up. We'll call you between 3 and 3:30, sir, today, central time, and then welcome aboard, by the way. We can't wait. And then I'm going to set a call back too, in the future to call you. I will be in the background. You will hear from me from time to time, but your client manager is really going to be the one that's going to be giving you the updates and really holding your hand and doing like all the grunt work on your account and making sure you're successful. Okay?
Okay. Okay. And when I get the call later today, that will be to, I guess, go over the whole account and set everything up.
Going over, getting your account, getting more stuff set up, it's just going to be the next steps from here. Okay.
Okay.
All right, sir.
And what was your name?
I'm glad I was able to get you Marcus with the K, and you have yourself a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you later, okay?
What was your name again?
My name's Matt. No worries. Matt Evans, by the way. Yep.
Okay. All right. Nice to meet you, Matt.
All right, Marcus. Hey, definitely. Pleasure meeting you as well. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.